become pure, then surrender to the lotus feet of Vasudeva. Therefore, the actual truth is easier to understand for a devotee than for gyanis who simply speculate to understand Vasudeva. Lord Shiva confirmed this in the statement in the following verse. The conclusion is that one has to be a devotee to understand Krishna. And to understand Krishna, that is the process through devotional services mentioned here in this purport. Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means devotional service. Cultivating devotion to Krishna through devotional service. And another thing mentioned here, one has to cultivate detachment, vairagya. That is very much important, because without detachment, we also, along the side of cultivating bhakti, we also accumulate material desires and material amenities in the material world. So therefore, devotional service means we have to perform devotional service to check ourselves that we don't get entangled through attachment to this material world. Material world means I am thinking everything belongs to me, and this world is everything around me, surrounded to me, surrounded around me is my property. So that is, we have to develop attachment to Krishna. So those who are impersonalists, they are known as Mayavadis. They think that it's all false. Material world is false. But whatever we can see with our own eyes, how can it be false? It exists. You can't say it's false. I can see you, you can see me. So there is a... everything that's in front of our eyes in the material world is not false, it's here, but it's temporary. The enjoyment of this material is false. Because you can enjoy, but you understand that that enjoyment is limited. You're trying to enjoy. So the material world is not a false place. It is a place of misery at the same time. It is temporary, but it is not false. Short term. So my idea is those who are impersonal. They understand these things. Because there's not, you have to be a devotee to understand everything clearly. That's why Prabhupada says here that Vasudeva Bhagavati, you have to cultivate love for Vasudeva. And Bhagavati means Bhagavan. One who engages unalloyed devotional service to Vasudeva Krishna automatically becomes aware of the material world, and therefore he is naturally detached. You cannot artificially detach yourself. If you give up something, you have to have something higher to give up. How can you give up something that doesn't belong to you? So we are not the owner of anything. At the same time, if we have spiritual knowledge, that knowledge is our real wealth. They say the wealth of the Brahmana, the wealth of the Vaishnava, the wealth of the devotee is his detachment. So the detachment is possible because of his high standard of knowledge. Knowledge means spiritual knowledge. There's so many different types of knowledge. If knowledge about book knowledge, material knowledge, economic knowledge, knowledge about of this world, artificial knowledge. But the knowledge here that is explained about by that knowledge is spiritual knowledge. Atmagyan, knowledge of the soul. That knowledge which we can actually understand is through spiritual subject matters. We can know Krishna. Yeah, so the Mayavadis may be very proud of their so-called knowledge, but because they do not understand Vasudeva, Sarvam Iti, They do not understand the world of duality, which is a manifestation of Vasudeva's external energy. This material world is Krishna's external energy. Parasakti Vividhaya Shriyate, that Krishna has made so many varieties of energies. And this one of these energy is this Maya Sakti, the carbon potency of the material energy that we are working under in this material world. External energy. So it's not that it's all false, but everything has a system. That system is Krishna's system, and that is this Krishna's creation. Krishna's creation, therefore, unless the so-called gain is fixed out of the Vasudev, there's spiritual knowledge imperfect. Imperfect means we do not understand knowledge that is connected to Krishna. So everything you think of this world is speculation. Material knowledge is not enough to attain Krishna. People say, show me God. But if you want to see God, Krishna, Prabhupada is giving the process here. To cultivating spiritual knowledge, bhakti amavinati, through bhakti devotion to me, you can see me, you can come to me. Jaine Ravinda Krishna Yuktamadina. They simply think of becoming free from the contamination of material world. But because they do not take shelter of the world with Vasudev, their knowledge is impure. That is the sum and bone of this purpose. That ultimately you have to take shelter of Krishna. If you don't take shelter of Krishna, then you take shelter of so many other things. You take shelter of your family, take shelter of this world, take shelter of their job, take shelter of you take shelter of your good job, insecure job. In this world, everything is insecure because nothing you can rely on. That's why Krishna says, take shelter of me, become my devotee, worship. You see the world today, there's so much disturbances and so many problems that even I see people, they talk to among themselves, they're talking that any time there can be like war and deeply, you know, in Europe there's the verge of war. Suddenly the whole material system can completely collapse. And it's happening already. Inflation right now. Your money in the bank becoming less and less. And the house that you buy, you have to pay so much more. Suddenly the interest rate goes up. So there's uncertainty in the material world. That's why Krishna says here, you have to take shelter of Vasudev. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. That is the whole idea of the Bhagavatam, is to take shelter of Lord Vasudeva Krishna. You take shelter of Krishna, then there's no worries. Like a child that completely takes shelter of the parents, that they can roam around in the city. They can move around in the city without any fear because they are protected by the parents. Similarly, a devotee, we are protected by Krishna if we take shelter of Krishna. If we put ourselves under the shelter of Krishna. Let Krishna guide us. And that way, we feel their protection. So, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva means he's everything. He's the source of everything. Ultimate. So, we need to cultivate that knowledge, the spiritual knowledge. When they actually become pure, they surrender to the Lord Siddha Vasudeva. That is the real knowledge. Therefore, the actual truth is easier to understand for a devotee than for jnanis, who simply speculate to understand Vasudeva. It's not something you can speculate. You have to follow the process of bhakti yoga. Just like if you want to get on a train to go somewhere, you have to know where you are going. Then you buy the ticket. You have an idea. how everything works, system works. So similarly, if you want to attain Krishna, you have to follow Bhakti Yoga. You have to become a devotee. The absolute truth is easy to understand for a devotee. You have to become Krishna Bhakta. You have to become Krishna devotee. Krishna's devotee means you have to wear tilak, you have to chant japa. There's a uniform, like a policeman. They wear a uniform, isn't it? Blue dress, have a cap. There's a certain uniform they wear, so you can recognize this is a policeman and they are governing. They're ruling. They respect them. They are representative of the government. Similarly, the Vaishnavas, we have a dress, Vaishnava dress. We put tilak on, we put dhoti on. Then you know, oh, this is the Hare Krishna coming. So if you want to enter Krishna, we have to follow the Vedic system. Maharajis wear sari, wear tilak, Vaishnava dress. I say, even coming to Mangalarati, put on dhoti, doesn't take long. Because we are here to attract Krishna. We do things that pleases Krishna. If we have that kind of desire to please Krishna, then we will want to do that. It's not in your interest, it's the interest of Guru, it's the interest of Krishna. We do it voluntarily. Because that is our real dharma. The dharma is that our business is to serve Krishna. That is real business. Just like just the night I came from a program, middle of the night, after 12. I wasn't able to sleep much. I woke up for Mangalarati, still sleepy. Very tough. And then during class I have to go cook and so many things. Then I have another two programs in the afternoon. Busy day. But it's all connected to Krishna. I feel grateful that Krishna is probably engaging in his service. If you don't have devotional service, then what do you do? What else is there to do? You roam around the city. You see, any time you go to the city, people just roaming around. Like cats and dogs. Where is food? Where is this? Where is that? In your interest. But if your interest is to serve Krishna, then we have to keep ourselves engaged in devotional service. That's the process. Bhakti Yoga. That's why it says mentioned here. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojana. Prayojana means what is necessary. That you do Bhakti Yoga. Devotional service to Krishna. That's how you can know Krishna. Through service. Devotional service. If you don't serve Krishna, then we are serving so many things in this world. We're serving ourselves, serving our family, serving the country. That is okay. But we have to understand, at the time of death, you have to remember Krishna. That throughout the day, throughout the life, you're doing things for yourself. For your family, your children, your family, yourself. We all have to leave behind everything. One day. That is the reality. Don't think at the time of death, you can just think of Krishna. And throughout your life, you're doing your own thing. And at the time of death, you think of Krishna. You have to do devotional service now. You have to practice Krishna consciousness now. You have to practice to remember Krishna now. Because by constant practicing of chanting Hare Krishna, constant practicing to perform devotional service, then the mind becomes absorbing Krishna. Then when the difficulty comes, we are able to remember Krishna. So it's not that this process is not a speculative process. Everything that we follow is given to us. Bhagavad Pranitam, written by Bhagavan Vasudeva, is coming down through chain of disciplic succession all the way to us. Those who doesn't know They don't have spiritual knowledge. They're speculating. But speculation will not get you anywhere. Just like if you study, he has to be authorized by government. Like IT or anything. It's textbooks government gives you to study that. Now you can make up your own. Maybe if you're smart enough. But you have to. So Bhagavad Gita is this textbook of spiritual knowledge by Krishna, the Prabhupada. These textbooks, they can give us guidance and spiritual path to back home back to Godhead. It's not a speculative process. Because, like I said, a speculative process will get you nowhere. So you have to follow the path given to us by the acharyas, given to us by Krishna. That process is there in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Bhagavatam. That process, which I'm talking about from this purport, is the Vasudeva Bhagavati Prayojita, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. The necessary regimen, or the necessary requirement, is to perform devotional service, Bhakti Yoga. Devotional service means hard work for Krishna to maintain this temple, to feed the people that come here. This is all very hard work. That's why people, they don't want to do this. They don't want to become a devotee. It's too much. Better they just work, acquire money, and just live somewhere. That's it. And at the end of the day, go to sleep, go to work, weekend, and go around a little bit. That's it. Is that life? Animals also making a living. They die without any understanding. If the cat runs across the road and gets hit by a car, they just die. You know, finish. They didn't send Hare Krishna. A dog died. Poof. She died like a dog or a cat, without meaning, the purpose of a life. So you have to develop detachment. If you don't develop detachment, we are attached to it. He said in Bengali, asakti, too attached to your family, wife, children, on and on. Your bank balance, car, two car. I've seen Maharajis, they have like 5 kids, 6 kids. In India, they have 10. They can't even take care of them. I keep having them. How many, one fish have how many kids? This many eggs, thousands. And then a big fish comes, chop, eat them all in one go. What's the purpose of such life? Ants born at night, in the morning they die. That's the whole life in one night. We live for 100 years, we think, wow, we have so much time. People die before they reach 100 years. Some bugs, they live for a few hours. That's their whole life. They're thinking, wow, such a big life. Lifespan is very, very short. So, Abhyasa Javaduk, then you have to practice to remember Krishna in this life. Human life is a rare gift of Krishna. If you misuse this human body, it acts according to the dictation of your mind and your senses. You're no better than a dog or a cat. Simple as that. You ever try to take a dog for a walk? And you're pulling in all directions. And you get pulled away. So we have been pulled. That's why we have to focus our mind on Krishna. Bring it back. Every time we wander off, Krishna says, bring it back under the control of his life. Under the Lord Shri Krishna. That is yoga. That is bhakti yoga. There's a constant strain on us. The senses are always pulling us down, dragging us away from the Lord Shri Krishna. Hard, Prabhupada said, hard struggle for existence. It's not easy. People think, come to Australia, it's easy life. It's not easy here. You have to pay for home, food. Now the prices go up. The food prices go up. No worries, they can come to our place and eat our restaurant. And we're thinking it's so good. It's not easy here. Very tough. Life is big. What's easy is to chant Hare Krishna. It's to associate devotees. I see people come here, they sit down, shanti. They feel very calm, tranquility. Sit in front of the deity. Look at the lotus feet of Krishna. The most pleasing thing to do is to see the beautiful form of Krishna. There's no strain in our eyes. There's no strain in our body. Simply sit in the temple and concentrate. Look at the beautiful form of Krishna. That gives us the greatest pleasure. The highest form of pleasure is in our devotee, is when we can see the beautiful form of Krishna, the general Krishna. That is our pleasure. So, to really understand this Bhakti Yoga, you have to cultivate the spiritual knowledge. And Mayavadis Prabhupada said here, they don't understand because they speculate. Speculative knowledge will not get you anywhere. Spiritual knowledge. It is not simply vacant knowledge that you don't talk about. It is full of life, dynamic process of devotional service, dynamic, full of happiness. Shushukam Kartam Mapaya Apayam. Serving Krishna with happiness. Devotional service with love, with devotion. The ultimate love you can then describe is true devotion. Not the love that you find out there. There's no love there. That's simply scratching each other's back. But the real love is true devotion to Krishna. Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. That is required, Prayojita. Bhakti Yoga. Everything we do, you have to have that kind of consciousness. Is to do, serve for the pleasure of Krishna. Krishna is first. Not I am first. I'm not the second. Krishna is the second. We cook all this wonderful food. So much work is involved to make some food. It's cake, decorations. It costs so much money to buy all the flour. You know, I want to buy some flour and $25 for just a few pieces of rose. I don't know, forget it. I get the plastic ones. Everything is so expensive. But we are getting those things for the pleasure of Radha Bhagavan. To maintain this temple is so expensive. All these lights are on day and night. We're using so much water. You get a big deal like this. But this is all an endeavor to please Krishna. It's the work for the pleasure of Krishna. We cook all this food, I'm thinking all these people come from the street and eat. I don't want to cook. I'm cooking only for Radha, that's all. They even told me to cook only for the deity. But sometimes I get carried away to cook for everyone. Because they say, oh, well, thank you very much, it's so good. So we're doing it because Krishna reciprocated us, our service we do. And never a time when Krishna ate everything on the plate. Never a time. You come here, you get prasad because Krishna left it for you. He didn't eat it all. He could have eaten it. He could have said, oh, I don't want to eat these people from the street. Let me finish it. He's giving it back. People say, I don't like God. I'm God. Still he's giving you food to eat. If I'm God, I'll make everybody suffer. Because he doesn't serve me, I'll make everybody suffer. But he is very merciful. Just like when it rains on the water, it rains on the rock, when it's not necessary. So similarly, Krishna is giving abundant of sunlight, food. But we are not turning to Krishna. We turn to something else. Try to see things through knowledge. Then the right perspective is there when you see through the Gyan Yoga, through the knowledge. That's what it says here. Gyan Chaya Ahayipukam. Janayatishu vairagyam jnanam jaya ahaitukam. Jnanam. Spiritual knowledge. That jnanam. When you talk about jnanam, that knowledge is spiritual knowledge. Jada ahaitukam. Devotional service. Bhakti Vasudev. If you don't cultivate this spiritual knowledge, then there's like the weeds. Like when you're growing a plant, you want a pop of fruit from a tree, nice juicy fruit, juicy apple or banana or whatever fruit. The quality of the fruit, it means a good tree. The result of a good tree that it produces good fruit, tasty fruit. The result of Krishna consciousness that you progress through your bhakti devotion to Krishna. Otherwise, it can become very theoretical. I thought you listened and that was all. It's not a mechanical thing. You do have to cultivate this in your heart, heart to heart. Tene brahma hidaya diya kavaya muhanti yasuraya. Brahma. Here he heard this knowledge, heart to heart, from Vishnu. He was lying in the ocean. He heard the message, heart to heart. So everything in the level of your heart, not your mind. The process of devotional service to Krishna is performed from the love, from the heart. In the yoga you say heart chakra. It means the love, devotion. Throat chakra. Then this chakra, the chakra is, it represents different elements of our body that we rely on. The body is working through those chakras. The chakras, they are imbalanced, and you see, people can't tell you. They don't know these things. The actual problem in our body is imbalance of the chakra. So the heart chakra is when you develop love for Krishna. You are a heart person. You don't have a heart. You're like a rock. That heart chakra is imbalanced. So we have to cultivate love for Krishna from the deep down, from the core of your heart. If you don't, then the heart is like a hard rock. They even have this hard rock t-shirt. Hard rock cafe. So develop the bhakti, devotional service to Krishna through cultivating spiritual knowledge by hearing Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, hearing this knowledge from the devotee, from the Bhagavatam, and from the scriptures, from the Mahavira Prabhupada. So he's got a book there, he's talking, he's speaking. We have DVD and Prabhupada videos. You can listen to Prabhupada, different devotees talking. This is constantly, we're providing knowledge. So I didn't know. It's, we are giving the process and the knowledge of Bhakti Yoga and throughout the world. We are devoted all out in the street distributing books, selling books. We have book tables and we're speaking. So we're constantly providing spiritual knowledge. Gyanam jaja ahai tukam. The Gyanam is received through from these books, spiritual books. Not some educational books that you get in the university. Spiritual books. How we can cultivate that spiritual knowledge, you have to get this by the Bhagavad Gita. That's how. I have to finish here. Any questions? Questions? You guys are playing too much. You play at home, and you play in the temple, what is this? Maybe at home you don't just play with your parents with you. Krishna is not saying anything, so you just play. Okay.
And you said, Bhakti Amaha Janati.
Yeah.
Only by performing Guru service you can know me, otherwise there is no way. Bhakti Amaha Janati.
Yeah, that's it. That's very clear. But some people don't understand that. We have to clarify that. What is Bhakti? Who we repose our attachment to? And who he is? The description of Krishna and our relationship with him. So we can't just say Bhakti But we have to clarify what is bhakti and to whom we have to give that devotion to. Because a lot of people keep the devotion to their family, to here and there. But they don't understand. And when you talk about devotional service, that means to Krishna. We don't say I'm doing devotional service to the family. We say we're just doing a family work. But when you talk about devotional service, that is to Krishna.
By body, mind and words. Yeah.
Yes.
Through the core of the heart. With hands. Yes. Real service as you do cooking.
Yeah. Okay, I have to stop here. Thank you. Prabhupada ji jaya. Prabhupada ji jaya.
Yeah, I'm not.